because that's a really solid one. I think
should have played Never There.
I'll play Never There.
Okay, bet. Thank you. Never There's a good one. Never There's a good one. It's a little worse quality, and there's a little less thought behind it. Like I don't know. I just put a lot of work into Peace of Mind. I love that song, but I definitely love Never There as well. But Peace of Mind, it's probably one of my top ones. Sorry.
All right, we're gonna go on intermission. I'm gonna turn the mics off. Here's Peace of Mind by Dez again.
Thank you.
As our little outro. Thank you, Dez.
It's so good to be here.
Shout out Dez. Shout out Dumpy. Shout out all the guys. We're going up.
Always.
See you.
Nothing is stuck.
Until I'm feeling fine, I don't want to see that ball. It's like I went blind. I'm surprised. I'm looking for a peace. Give me peace of mind. I don't think I'll ever find the peace. Should it be surprised? Should be able to recognize. Are you being real? Sometimes I get drunk and high. The only time I feel. Honestly, you got me frozen. Yeah, you cold as steel. And I can't feel like that no more. Disregard my feelings. Disregard my feelings. Had to throw them in the trash. But it was in the past. Cast a curse, make you mine. Use my wizard's fast. No, I had up the pain. I'm so a place to land. Shout out my chums, don't know where I'd be without them. All I sing, smell is loud. Made my head get cold. I don't think we add up, I get math about it. Pain, I feel like Zora. Told him not it happened. I just wanna keep on moving forward while I'm going back. In the car, I'm indecisive. I go slower, fast. That'd be a waste of time. Tell me, I need fuel and tank on me. Things look up, I always look down. Is that a problem with me?
God bless the package.
Small and packaged down till I'm feeling fine. Close my eyes, I don't want to see that ball. Must be gone blind. I suppose I'm looking for the peace.
Equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell, room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and Wony for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by Wony with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, everybody? What's cracking? This is DJ Wero. Debut of Andromeda. I gotta do something like what Joe is doing. He doesn't have it yet, but he wants to get like a little soundboard with like, you know, like a clapping, laughing, like one of those things that they got. So a little, yeah, little one of those to kick off the show. Shout out to everybody listening right now. I know we got some people out there. Why don't you guys sit down and do your thing? I just gotta log in. We were having login issues. I would have been on a minute earlier, but it's okay. It is what it is. It's my first time. You live, you learn, you know. But I'm trying to look for Spotify right now.
The big S.
The big S, indeed.
Get the mic on.
Yeah, let me turn on people's microphone. So we got Dez at mic 2.
Don't mention
we got Dez at mic 2, and we got Joe at mic 3. Henny D still at mic 4. So, I'm going to turn you guys on right now.
Don't do it, please.
Please, Nady, don't do it.
Oh, it does.
Hello. I'm back. It's been a while, guys. I haven't seen you guys in a while, but it's really good to see you guys. It's been a really long time.
Oh, I'm on.
It's really good to see you guys. How are you guys doing?
Do you want to be background again, Henry?
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
All right, I'll just move the mic away from me.
Yeah, I got mic 4 turned off right now. I'm also, just going to leave it off,
this
honestly.
You might want to turn Dez a bit down, because he was very loud.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I can stay far away.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll stay far.
Okay. And I'm a little loud, but it's all right, because I talk quieter.
He'll tone it down. We'll live.
I got you,
we'll live.
Joe.
Nady, what kind of tunes are we going to follow tonight?
I don't know if anybody was, you know, if y'all were listening earlier before we ended Joe's show. I did bring up one of my personal favorite Dez songs, Never There.
Dez, you want to
go into thought about that?
Never There.
Any lore about that song?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really have an answer because I think I was just kind of like hanging out. I was just kind of playing around with Never There. I think my boy 2 Tony produced that one. And that's one of the first ones, honestly, like next to Fake ID, next to Side Door, next to Backing Up. That's one of the OGs. So, yeah, that's definitely an OG song. Holds some sentimental value, but I honestly don't know if there's much of a story. Like, there's more of a story behind Side Door, Peace of Mind, Baddest Guy, and all those other ones, Fake ID.
You know, that's all right. You know, sometimes we just make music without putting too much thought into it.
Exactly.
That's something I gotta do more.
Honestly, it usually ends up turning out better than you would expect, so it's definitely worth doing. It's definitely worth experimenting, messing around with your own sound. Just experiment. Try new things, and you might unlock something you never knew you had. That's how I felt about music videos. I always saw music videos, and I always thought they were really, really cool. But I always thought, oh, it's probably really hard. I'm going to have to pay somebody to edit a music video. No, you just have to learn the program, whichever one you're using. And then you just gotta thug it out. You got to learn, and you'll figure it out. You just got to learn, and you will figure it out. That's how it is.
That's what I'm saying. So let me search up Never There because it is on Spotify.
Apple Music, it's Spotify, on YouTube Music, SoundCloud. It's on every platform. So it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter which platform you'd like to listen to on. You could listen to it on Deezer. That was a random poll, but
listen to it on Sirius.
You could listen. Oh, we don't even need to talk about the radio stations. I don't like any other radio station other than Wony. This woman hit me up on Power 106. I think it was Power 106. I don't remember, but she hit me up. She's like, "Oh, I really like your music, Dez." And then she even listed off songs that she likes. And so I was like, "Oh, yeah, wait, she actually listened to some of my music. Damn." And it was the music on SoundCloud. So that means something to me. Thank you. But then she's like, "Oh, yeah, well, I'll put you on the radio." And then she was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll put it on the radio." And then ended up saying, "Oh, yeah, you're going to need to pay me money now." And I said, "Yeah. Not worth it.
All right, well, let's get into it. Let's play Never There. So let's get that going real quick. I'm going to turn down everybody.
Sorry,
can y'all
maybe
hear it?
I do not, unfortunately.
It's asking me about these weird Bluetooth settings.
No, you're good. You're going to want to turn on Studio iMac and then turn it up.
Joe, I am such a level one crook. I turned it up without even turning it on. Thank you. Let's restart that. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
It's okay, Nady. It's your first time. It's the first time for everything, right, Nady?
Yeah, you live, you learn.
Yeah, you're good.
Exactly.
Right. Here's Never There by Dez. One of my personal favorites.
God bless the king. Yeah,
no, I don't even mind. It's gonna happen every time. I was smoking, had to take a break from getting fried. So sick of going left. I gotta start going right. Ain't no point in sitting around. Well, I know I feel like snare. Had to go and pick myself up. The only person there. Had to go and pick myself up. Life's never fair. Maybe one of the baggies know the place. I'ma set him there. Set him where.
I just realized that is an explicit song. I am not trying to be a square. I'm sorry to.
I'm pretty sure you did. Right. I don't think you played anything. So I think you're fine.
I don't think you played anything.
Because
bad. I'm pretty sure I didn't see any.
No, I was listening. I was trying to like listen forward and see if I could remember any. But I don't think I say anything.
You're good, Nate. I was just. Forget it, move on. The show's got to keep running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Facts. We're going to move on from that. You know what I did realize, though? Is that a lot of the R&B music that I listen to is clean. So.
Nice.
Perfect.
If anybody likes some 90s R&B like I do.
Hey. What you got next, Nady? I'm wondering.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Listen to some tunes, Nady.
You trying to listen to some tunes, Henny D?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. What do we like? Do we like Brandy? Do we like Aaliyah? Some TLC?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. You got No Scrubs on there? No, I don't want number. No, I don't want.
That is one of
my
favorite TLC songs.
That song, bro. That is like, oh my goodness, my mom would listen to like Beyonce and like that type of music. I'm trying to think of Alicia Keys, bro. Oh my God, so good. That's like some mystical music. They got such good voices.
It's the type of music that I can do some homework to, you know.
For real, yeah. No, they just have like angelic voices. Like they just have such good voices. If you don't like listening to them, that might just be your problem.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Let's play No Scrubs by TLC. That's one of my favorite songs by them.
I agree.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Going on, just one of those days, yeah. you say the right thing to keep me moving, to keep me going strong. What else can I say? Friends are there through thick and thin. Well, I've been through that, and I believe that it's automatic. Call me when you need a friend, 'cause I'm your sister, and always for you. You can't be anything to me, and you've always been here, you'll always be.
so right as we dance by the moonlight. Can't you see you're my delight, lady? I just feel like I won't get you.
We are back. Just had to play some music for a little bit while some people took a water break.
I'm sending you a link to this to the radio if you by chance want to listen to it.
All right, Dez.
We're playing Seizure.
Oh, I'm on.
Oh, darn it. I'm on. What's up, guys?
Dez isn't on.
I'm not on, though.
Oh, you were. But maybe
yeah.
I was. Okay.
Dez, you all good now?
I don't think so. I don't think I can hear myself.
Trying
oh, am I on?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes,
everybody
yes.
We're back.
All right. Yeah.
We're back in blood.
Everybody took their water break. Everybody's
like
all right.
Hydrate.
We're all chilling.
Hydration is key. Always.
Joe, did you hear Pooh Shiesty just got locked up again? Who did he rob? I think he robbed Gucci Mane at gunpoint.
Gucci Mane.
What?
I didn't see you robbing.
This is nice.
Nah,
this
nah,
is like
just
poor,
kidding.
This
that
is
was
the...
that was something they posted on April Fool's.
Say, like,
you got us.
Why would
he
rob Gucci, man?
Wait, Nate.
Damn, you really did that?
Nate, wait. Which song was it? Is the song that I queued next up?
Des, I don't remember.
Check the queue. I think you can click that.
I would rob Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane is sweet.
Is
Ooh.
It? Wait, Nate. Is it the song that I queued? Or nah?
Des, it was like La Di Da.
Yeah, yeah. Is it that?
Yeah, okay. I got it queued.
Okay. It's the next one.
They got an advertisement ready to play on.
Oh, great. Honestly, just let it play and all then
right,
don't have
right,
it.
Yeah.
Don't turn it up. But yeah, no. This song I'm about to play. I actually heard it in a class here at SUNY Oneonta. I had a professor called. Honestly, I might be butchering his name, so I apologize if I mess up your name, but it was Katosu Kapodi, I think. I it's definitely the wrong way to say it. I definitely don't know how to say it, but his class is pretty hard, but I like the guy. He was a cool guy. The class was definitely hard, though. It was a confusing one, but thankfully passed. But he would play a lot of songs. He would play a lot of really good songs at the start of class, before class started. And I probably added like 10 songs to my playlist from what he was playing from class. I really liked his music taste, and this here is one of those songs.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoy as much as I enjoy it.
You want me to play that right now, Des?
Yeah, play it, play it.
All right, give me 1 second. These advertisements are
play that, John.
These advertisements are devious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Des, just...
It's probably how it is. Yeah, I'll just...
And then...
I'll keep it up.
Henry, you said you wanted a song queued up too, right? Any specific reason why you wanted that song queued up?
I'm just in a groovy mood right now, and it's a groovy song.
I'd love to hear that. All right. Let's get to it. This song is called Da Do Da by Kokoro. Oh, Coco Roco.
Yeah, they're good. I don't know where they're from, but I ended up tapping in because of that class.
I really like the cover art.
It's a cool cover art, for sure.
It's really nice, but yeah, let's get that going. We're going to play Da Do Da by Coco Roco, and then I believe Henny D got a song that he wants to
play. Then after that, we're going to listen to ESP by Masayoshi Takenaka, one of the greatest guitarists of our generation.
Right, so we'll be back in 10. See you guys. Hope you enjoy.
princess. Why do I
We back. Back. Everybody's mics should be good.
Hello. Hello. I hear.
A little bit, actually.
Whatever, man.
Joe, come on.
You're so close to the mic. Get away.
My mom just roasted me saying that I wasn't enthusiastic enough.
Your mom just roasted you, boy.
Shout out Nady's mom. She's looking out for him. I love it. I love it. But it's okay, Nate. You live and you learn, like you said. Like you said.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just put some pep in your step.
Put some pep in my step. Put some pep in the step. I like that.
I think Miss Nate is right.
That song we just played, Promises, Promises.
Yeah, you guys, that was Promises, Promises by Naked Eyes.
You guys have probably heard that before. It's an older song. I'm saying that as I'm 21.
No,
but yeah.
Dez, I appreciate you recommending that.
Yeah, dude.
You're oldest crud, Dez.
For sure, dude. Yeah, I love that song. I'm a big fan of that song. So had to show it some love. And honestly, if you haven't heard that song, it's a really good song. Definitely add it to the playlist.
A really
Five
good
out.
Song, man.
I love that song.
Just the best song.
And that song I played before, the... Dot do da, I think it was called. I love that song too. Shout out to
shout out
to Professor.
Yeah, that
was just three bangers, but like,
dude, bangers all night.
You know, something chill.
Definitely.
You know, because
for sure.
When I think of a lot of
100%
music,
dude,
that I listen to, I think of like a lot of rock music. I honestly have a lot, and the R&B stuff too, honestly. But you know, stuff like that, you know, it's always nice to listen to. Every once in a while, so I appreciate the recommendations,
like it.
Guys.
The slow vibes, you need that sometimes, you know.
What are you talking about, slow vibes?
Not slow vibes. Well, okay, you took that completely the wrong way, but I mean like just groovy, chill vibes.
Yeah, Nate has slow vibes.
I'm just on that slow timing, you know. I take my time.
Type thing. Nate takes his time. He's trying to make sure everything's good. Everything's cordial. You know, you got to keep it cordial.
Yeah, this show is pretty bumping.
Real dealio.
Yo, Joe.
Joe, are you twiddling with your thumbs right now?
Joe, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind later.
What did Henny D just say? He just said put some pep in your set.
Yeah, Joe's got to put some pep in his set.
I'm going to give you guys a crud sandwich.
Don't worry. We know where this kid Joe sleeps. We know where he eats, where he sleeps, where he breathes.
Henry stole my toy that I was playing with.
Aw.
Bro, did you really bring over to Joe's side and Joe really thought he could get it, but I snatched it away from him.
I'm going to give the listeners some reference right now. I got these kids in the studio playing with a tech deck right now.
Oh, you wish. You wish. I think I have mine.
What are you fidgeting
on
with? Is that a...
It's a heart.
Is that like a fidget? Oh, it's the stress heart.
Yeah, it's the one that you were playing with like 30 minutes ago.
No, actually, me and stress balls go way back.
Wait, you gotta explain this.
Yeah, get into some lore.
I actually used to, fun fact about me, I used to have stress balls that I would bring to school with me before an exam.
Oh, I thought you were just gonna say, oh yeah, I used to have stress and just leave it there.
I used to have like anger issues, but I got that under control.
Were you the bad kid?
He's the baddest guy.
No, I
baddest
would just guy. Like, you know, there were times where I would crash out on classmates when they were acting redonkulous. So they were like, you need to go talk to this woman. Her name was Michelle something. Miss Michelle, Miss something with an M. Her first name was Michelle, but shout out to her. She was like the guidance counselor for our elementary school. Everybody in elementary school had one guidance counselor, and it was, I think it was Michelle Monahan. I could be wrong about that, but that was in fourth grade. But yeah, no, I used to pull up to the state exams with a stress ball, and I was like, I can't do this, and then I would fail them. So,
damn, matey.
Fucking on the state exam.
They put me in one of the lower division sixth grade classes when I went to middle school because of it. So, you know, shout out to 222. Back. No. Joe, are you kidding me? So they counted the fourth grade one. The one that they... You know how you took the state exams from third grade to fifth grade in elementary school?
Yeah, I was really good
at those. Oh, I hated those. Those were the worst thing
I was
ever.
Actually good at the science portion, but the math portion and the English portion, not so much. But I failed it in fourth grade, and they used it as a reason, I guess. I guess that was the credentials that you were getting based on. And then they threw me in 6-3. And for reference, it was 15 classes. You could go from 6-1 to 6-15. And 6-15 was SIG. And
you were
6-1.
In 3?
I was in 3.
That's two levels.
Damn, you must have had. Like, you must have been a real angry guy, man.
No, I will say, 6-1, if you were in 6-1, that was a bad look for you.
I'm not going to lie, Nate. If you were 6-1, that would be crazy. That'd be crazy, Nate.
I've accepted how I am. I've accepted me being
Nate, you're a short king, dude. I agree with you, man.
We're some short kings. But you can't boast about it. You gotta stay humble.
Oh, of course, you know? Of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
Humble? Dude. Never heard of him. Nah, I'm playing.
D, what are you gonna do when we're all said and done with this, since you live off campus? You got anything?
I'm probably going to go back to your house and hang out, probably play some Smash Bros. I just learned how to wave dash on Super Smash Melee, so I'm really happy. I want to do some more.
That's awesome.
I want to play some games.
You want to tell the people what that means, since my family's listening?
I'm not going to lie. What that means. Okay, apologies to the fam. Cause this is some deep cut knowledge, but it's just a thing you could do in this game that we play, and it's a little complicated. But I learned. I'm picking up the game slowly. Everybody in this room is actually pretty darn good at the game, but I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, I'm learning. I'm on my way up.
I'm sorry, Des. I feel like, you know, we could get like a little bit of background music playing right now. I'm just gonna play one of my favorite soundtracks from Smash Bros. Corneria. I love that map, and I love the soundtrack for it. So let me just get that playing in the background real nice and quiet.
Corneria.
Kennedy,
you familiar with that one?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Corneria.
Oh, Corneria. Wait,
I like this one. I don't...
No, that is not it. You know what? Actually, you know what's a better one? Joe, how do you say... It's the one from Zelda, Gerudo Valley?
Yeah.
How do you spit? It's Gerudo, right? Gerudo Valley.
I'm sure if you butcher it, it'll come up still.
Facts.
Yeah, because I got it under... Yeah, here we go. Let's get this playing.
W plays. Good plays. These are chronological plays. Aww.
All right.
This song's so chill. I like it.
I love this soundtrack. If anybody has played Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, one of the best Zelda games.
Oh, wait. Now I'm hearing this, and this is, like, beautiful. Whoever made this, like, went crazy.
Des, this map is playable in Smash Bros. Ultimate. And
oh, really?
They have this exact music. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. Usually the sound's pretty low, and also, I don't think I play this map, but this is a good, this is a really, we should sample this and turn it into a Too Slimy type song.
Too Slimy song.
Yeah, no, I'll let the listeners.
I think Caveman 808.
I don't think the listeners would like Too Slimy. He makes pretty weird music, but hey, if you know him, if you know the guy.
Nate, do you think we can play some
then real slime? Recognize real? Definitely not.
I do not want to lose my viewership.
Yeah, real.
You can play Surf.
Surf by Too Slimy.
No. Don't play any Too Slimy.
Actually, wait.
I'm thinking of one song and it starts with an M. I can't say it, though.
I would play Bullymon before I play
Bullymon.
Actually, no. I take that back. I'd probably listen to Too Slimy before Bullymon, but just not on the radio, man. That's like a guilty pleasure artist, you know? I know, man, but not on the radio.
Obviously. I don't think they have a single song fit for the radio.
Oh, yeah, is his music explicit?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Because I didn't even know, like, his music had any lyrics in it, if I'm going to be honest.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You can't hear his.
Yeah, I'm not tapped into Too Slimy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just gotta tap.
But that was Gerudo Valley. I'm still trying to find. How is it pronounced, Henny D, since you're such a perfectionist? Corneria. Or Corneria.
Yeah, Corneri.
Yeah, all that jazz. Let's play. Enter. Yeah. Okay, let's see about this one. Oh, wait, no. That's the main theme for Brawl.
Oh, Nady, mate.
Darn it, Nady.
Smash Bros.
What have you done, Nady?
No, we will find this. Now I'm making it my mission.
Nate, you got 5 minutes left, man. You gotta walk in,
my friend.
Ooh.
This the one?
Yeah, I'm liking this.
I think this is the one. This is reimagined, though. I believe this is the one from Star Fox. But yeah, no, it's pretty on point. I love this song. It's unfortunate because I do like the map, but the map can get a little bit obnoxious with the outside interference stuff. Real OGs will know what I'm talking about. But yeah, no. I could just lock into this. I could, like, go to the gym and just, you know, lock into something like this.
Yeah, I can see you pumping some iron to this, Nady.
Yeah, I can see, Nady, we're going to hit the gym, and this is going to be your gym soundtrack. It's going to be your gym skin follow that tune track.
You guys know how I like pacing? You know how, like, when I usually think, I pace?
Yeah. I know that well.
To music like this, I'm like, okay. Let me reevaluate my whole life. Let me just, like, take a deep introspective about everything. Become a philosopher.
I like it. Philosopher W.
It's unfortunate because I'm pretty sure that this map is not in Melee. Right? Am I right?
I'm not sure.
Area is in Melee.
It is, but yeah. Is this soundtrack in Melee?
Yeah, it's similar. I don't know if it's this. This sounds it's like, not it's a, like it's a new remaster.
No, this is a remaster.
Yeah, but they had this song.
But I really like this one. The guitar in this.
Yeah, the guitar in really this goes nice. Crazy. For sure. For sure.
But yeah, no, we are locking in the final 5 minutes of the hour.
4 minutes.
4 minutes, yes. It is 9:55:38. Neat little timer that I got on the board right in front of me.
Matey, did you list in the new tracks you've played?
Des, I got that.
You do?
I got that.
I'm just reminding you for later, Nady Nate.
Des, you're such a genuine fellow.
Dude, of course, bro. Not even you know, funny. You know I'm always trying to support my good friends, you know?
What
always.
What would I even put?
Low key, I don't even know because it's just video game music. I'm not sure.
Hold on, there's got to be an artist behind this. I can figure this out.
There probably is. Yeah, I mean, if you're playing it, it should be able to show up. But yeah, I like how the show's been going today. We started off with a little interview on Joe's end, and then. We had a bunch of different tunes. We started off with one of my songs, and then we played a bunch of grooves, and now we're playing Super Smash music. So I like it.
That was so awesome. All right. So any final thoughts for anybody?
Honestly, not Joe, too you've much.
Been, you've been real quiet. How about we get a little bit of Joe?
I think
a
cat got his tongue.
Cat's got his tongue. What happened to Joe, guys?
I mean, I know you just came off an hour of doing it yourself, but come on.
Not even. I just I'm taking a back seat because I said I wouldn't help you on your first show.
What a good dude. Wow.
And you did very well, Nate. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it, Joe. I appreciate it. Can we get a
a round of applause for Big N.
One day we're just gonna get a soundboard with, like, you know, claps, laughs and all that stuff. But you know, maybe a little tutun.
Laugh track. Yeah, we need those.
Maybe laugh track would go crazy.
I need, like, I should just be one of those people who has a laugh track with him every time. So, like, you know, people can laugh at everything I do. Because if I was in one of those
movies, I already laugh at everything.
Yeah, no, honestly, I agree with Henry there. You're a pretty funny guy.
Aw. I take that as a compliment.
No, it is. It is. Cause you're the goat, Nady. You're the goat. I'm happy you created your show, man. This is cool. I like how Joe's up, and then you're up, and then don't even forget about Andrew Trepp. Whatever I want.
And before Andy, let's not forget about the MVP of all of this.
Oh,
Magnus.
I forgot. Shout out to Magnus.
Shout out to Magnus. We would not be here doing this right now if it wasn't for Magnus being around
true.
To let us in.
Thank you, Magnus. I hope, Magnus, if you're listening to us right now, give you a firm handshake. We appreciate you. Without
$1 million.
Without.
Indeed. Me and Magnus twinning, too. We both got the same haircut over spring break, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, no.
Also, a little fun fact, Magnus is in charge of the operations department, which he is a senior. This is his last semester here. And you guys know who's taking over the operations department?
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
Ah.
You got to vote for me.
Vote for Nate.
I will be running, so I'm a candidate for that.
Okay, a little bit of a democratic process.
Yeah. If it was Nate's way, trust me, it would not be democratic.
No, I'm sorry, I got to go full Mussolini on
that. Oh, my.
I need to take over operations if I wanted to take over operations. Ain't no vote being held. But, guys, it is about to turn 10, the top of the hour. I think it is time for us to close out this show. It's been a very successful show. But, yeah, let's end it off here. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'll see you guys.
Everyone, thank you. It's been Dez, Jeff.